Okay, so to we are up to Mishnah Dalet. Okay, so we'll read the Mishnah on top, and then we'll see the bottom. So it starts on page Yud. So Mishnah says Yosi ben Yehuda ish Tzreida v'Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim kibul mehem. So Yosi ben Yehuda and Yosi ben Yochanan, so they're makabel from Antignus. Ish from Antignus Ish Soichai. We're learning Pirkei Avos, but Pirkei Avos is not really the sugya. But this is in terms of the history of Klal Yisrael. This is a turning point because now you have what's called transitioning into the era of zugais, of the pairs. Knows that you had instead of just one tzaddik hador that's leading Klal Yisrael. Now you had two people. Once the Nasi, once the Avbezin, that was sort of the beginning of things becoming more complicated. Bal Kapanim, so they were Makabel from Antignas Issoichai. So the Mishnah says, Yosi ben Yehuda ish Tzreida Omer. So Yosi ben Yehuda from Tzreida, he used to say, Yibeischa beis vad l'chachamim, that your house should be a gathering place for the Chachamim. In other words, again, simple pshat is you should open up your home to Chachamim, to Shiurim, to Torah. You should, I mean, literally the words mean to become dusty with the dust of their feet. Whereas, again, it's there's different ways how to interpret that. I mean, one pshat is that you should always like follow them. You know, so it's like when you're trailing behind someone, so you get their dust, right? So it's like you're always following the chachamim. So to speak, you get the dust of their feet. That's one. Another interpretation that is to become humble, like sort of mivatel yourself, like the dust of their feet. There's different interpretations, but it's something along those lines. And drink thirstily from their words. Okay, so we'll do that. Okay, so let's see in the bottom what he says. Yehi beischa. So again, Pashu Pashad, let your house be open to the Chachamim, for them to come and to gather, to learn Torah, to, you know, whatever it is that the Chacham do when they gather together. So, I've never been invited, so I don't know. So he says like this, Yehi Beischa, Kleimer, what does it mean Beischa and Avoida? So Beischa means, Libcha means your heart. In other words, Yehi Beischa, Beis Vad L'Chachamim, your heart should be completely emptied out, and it should just be a place in which the Chachamim can gather. What does that mean? That your heart should be makusher to the chachamim, to the tzaddikim. Sheikr kabbalas Torah Talmud min harav, because the main way a person receives Torah, the Torah of the Talmud, is from the Rebbe. Even though, again, we saw this earlier, you know, how Pirkei Avos started my Shekhil Torah Messina, right? That ultimately, the Torah of Atzilus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not something that your Rebbe can really give you, but like we explained then, you can't find the Dvar Hashem unless it's from the sort of the Kalim, or you know, from the language that your Rebbe gives you. So from there, so ultimately a person has to be, that's the point of you, a person has to be completely, really, really open to be makabel from one's Rebbe. And then when you process that properly, then you'll be able to find your own Chidushim and your own Torah and the Dvar Hashem speaking through that. But you know, it's like Chazal say, when Moshe Rabbeinu was by the Sneh, so Hashem called to Moshe. That was his first nevuah. So Chazal said that he spoke to Moshe in the voice of Amram. That Hashem spoke in the voice of Amram, Moshe's father. We find similar to Shmuel, right? Shmuel was pretty much raised by his Rebbe Eli. And so the Pasuk says in Sefer Shmuel that his first nevuah was also in the voice of Eli. Hashem spoke in the voice of Eli. That he thought it was Mamash Eli. So what Chazal make a point of this, that's the Mahalach. The Rabban Hashem speaks to a Navi, at least in the beginning, in the voice of their Rebbe. By Moshe Rabbeinu's case, it was his father. By Shmuel, it was someone else that wasn't his father. But so a simple pshat is that it shouldn't be overwhelming. It's like a familiar voice. It's nice. It's but Oymek, that's the command of saying. But Oymek is, that's the way to find the Dvar Hashem. It has to be through the voice of your Rebbe and the voice of your father. Like that's ultimately what's being said is the Dvar Hashem to you. But it's through the vessel of the words that you received fully from your father/Rebbe. So that's So the same thing. So in order to do that, so you have to be fully makabel the voice of your father slash Rebbe, and then from there, you'll be able to hear the Dvar Hashem through it. So your heart should be based on the Chachamim, should be completely open territory for the words of the Chachamim to enter. The main source of the Talmud's receiving Torah is from the Rebbe. Ki Torah Chacham Nasa Eitzal Talmud Makar Chaim. That's the pasuk. Torah Chacham Makar Chaim. So as he's teaching, the Torah of the Chacham, as the Torah of the Rebbe, becomes by the Talmud Makar Chaim, becomes the source of wisdom. The Nevea Talmud Mayim Chaim, and then those words themselves become a constant flow of living waters. Again, you have to understand this based on what we said in the beginning of Pergus, like I just mentioned, because you could ask Akash 1 second. Now he's saying that it's always from your Rebbe. I thought he said in the opening Mishnah that it's not like that. The Torah, which is Atzilus, the Torah of the Dvar Hashem, which is infinite, is not something you see from the Rebbe. But again, that's the point. It's in the Torah that's infinite, the Torah of Hashem, is in the voice of your Rebbe. Again, just like Moshe Rabbeinu received it, Hashmuel, it's always in the voice of the Rebbe. And so the Kamaran is saying that's not only in the beginning. That's always the way it is. It's always going to be, it always needs that vessel. It always needs that mayan. The living waters have to emanate from a source, from a vessel, right, from a kli. So and that source, that vessel, so to speak, is the words of one's Rebbe. In Kabbalah Shinas, one would say, is this idea, which is that the words of Hashem, which are infinite and everlasting and specifically yours, that's called Keser, that's called the crown. Because that's your crown, that's your malchus, right? The definition of a king is anyone in the position that there's no one higher than them. That's the definition of a king. So to a certain degree, the voice of Hashem, the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that Moshe did not say to Yeshua ben Nun, right? The Moshe Kibbol Torah Piyagosh Baruch Hu, that he did not say to Yeshua, because Yeshua has to hear that on his own. That means Yeshua is his own melech. That's called keser, that's called the crown. But in the Kabbalah Sarm, we find that you cannot receive keser by itself. Keser needs a vessel. Keser needs a system within which you could hear it, and that's called chachma. Chachma is through which you can then get to keser, get to the crown. What's chachma? Chachma is the words of a Rebbe. That's the words, that's Torah's chacham, mekar chaim. The words of the chacham, right? Meaning your Rebbe, from there, you'll find the source of life. From there, you'll find the source of life. So it's always in the voice of. That's why you know the Gemara says that there's
the source of life, which is within you.
Which is within you, but it's you're only. That's the you know, as I was saying, that there's I think it's Rabbi Eliezer, other Amoraim, other Tanaim also. There's certain Tanaim the Gemara says about them. They had a hanhaga that they would never say anything that they didn't receive from their Rebbe. They would never say a chiddush they didn't receive from their Rebbe. So, difficult to understand. I mean, Mamanoshach, they're clearly not just parroting what the Rebbe said, because otherwise, what do they contribute to Torah? They're just Elamai. They did say new things, but they said they never said new things. The answer is, again, I don't know, you know, you have to figure out exactly what this means, but everything that they said, even if it sounded like their own Chiddush, and in truth it was, but it was through something that the Rebbe said. They needed to find a vessel. They needed to find an opening in their Rebbe's Torah from which they'll be able to say their own Chiddush. But to have their own Chiddush without that vessel, they weren't willing to do that.
If it was identifiably in their Rebbe's, they wouldn't have to say that.
Exactly. So obviously, it's something new, but yet it's old. Exactly. That's exactly it. So that's the, you know, the Gemara says about Hillel. Hillel and Shammai, we'll see later on the Mishnah, they were both Makabel from Shammai and Naftalian. Shmai of Talion were Gerim, and they couldn't pronounce, because they weren't from Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't pronounce the letter Hey. They pronounced it with a chosan. They couldn't pronounce. So the Gemara says that when Hillel taught Torah, he would also mispronounce the letter Hey. It was a mispronounce, because that's what his Rebbe said. His Rebbe said it because his accent, whatever country he was from, he didn't have the letter A. And it was a mispronunciation. That's what Rebbe sees it. So Pashut Shat, stop. Yeah, he's being machneim himself, but it's not like that. His Torah has to come from the Rebbe. You know,
it's like the
Kabbalah
bar.
Huh?
Like the Kabbalah.
So the Russian. We find this by Brisk, right? By the Briskers, the whatever the yeshiva is, and whatever break off, whatever it is. I'm not such an expert, but I wouldn't say by all of them, but many of them, the way they give a shir, they're all saying, or Beryl's shir, they're all saying the Briscoe's son's shir, they're all saying the same, more or less the same shir, and they all say it the same way. They all say it the same way, with the same kvetches here and there. There's a certain, like, accent, I guess you can say, that they say it like that. And it's because that's how Beryl said it. Stama Mishagas. Like, you could speak to the same Magid Shir. While he's giving the Shir, he speaks with a certain accent, and he says it in a certain way. And then after the Shir is over, you talk to him as kashas. He's just talking like a completely different way. So it's not a spiel. It's not a spiel. It's an inyan of his kashas. Tairas chacha makar chayim. So he says, v'zeh yilucha, and so that makar chayim, that's the makar chayim you will find. When you revatal yourself completely, that's chachma, right? Chachma is kayachma. Chachma means the ability to empty yourself out, to really be makabel and to be machnia oneself to the Rebbe, and from there you'll be able to find the makar chayim. Now that, again, it's a delicate balance, because at some point you then have to sort of transition to look for the makar chayim in the words that you were makabel already. There is a certain, like the Gemara said, it's a classic halach in kashrus, that while a vessel is being makabel, it can't give off its own taste, right? So it's like, it's either giving off its own flavor, in which case it's not receiving flavor from the outside, or it's receiving flavor from the outside and then it's not giving off its own flavor. That's the Gemara says in Chulin. So there's such a thing about a Talmud also, it's like, while you're being makabel, you can't at the same time be thinking of your own ideas and say, well, I'm doing this b'toras, the voice of my Rebbe. That doesn't work. You have to first be makabel completely, that's chachma, and then at some point, you transition into then finding your own voice in that. Now, that moment of transition is sometimes hard to know when and how. But I'll give you an example. Rav Tzadik says, I think it's Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said, that we have to give a yashikayach to our ancestors for sinning with the Egel Azov, because if it wasn't for the Egel, then we know there will be no death, and so we will be walking around with at the same time as the Dar HaMidbar. So we will be nothing. We will be nothing. So the only space that we have to be somebodies is because they're not here, and they're not here because of the Chet Egel. So we have to give a yashikayach for them for sinning with the Chet Egel. That's what the Gemara says. So Tzadik, some Sefer, many Achronim say that there is such a thing, is that while a person is under the, you know, sort of the shade of one's Rebbe, it's very difficult to find the Makar Chayim in the words, because you're focused on just receiving. So, but it's when you're outside of that shade, because let's say, you know, the Rebbe goes, whatever the matzav is, you graduate, you know, so then you could find, then there's now space to find your own words, but that's where the Nisayan comes in, of finding those words in the voice of your Rebbe. That's your own chidushim, your own ideas, your own Torah, the Dvar Hashem. It's Torah, yeah. On all levels, I mean, again, the most obvious of sense is chidushim Torah, but it means all chidushim and avoda, chidushim and Yiddishkeit. That's Makar Chaim, the Dvar Hashem. Yeah. So that Rosali says that's why, what's pshat, we celebrate yard sites, right? So the simple, you know, the if you want to be, I don't know what the word, pessimistic, not pessimistic, you want to be, I don't know. One way to think of it is that the evolution was as follows. The Gemara says the minig always was that by a yard site, the person would fast. Sometimes it's hard to fast, so then some people start to make a siyum and make a suda, because of the seam, and then that's, you know, like Erev Pesach, you know, so you don't even have to fast. And then at some point you forgot about the seam, now you just make the suda. So the candy yard sites are now celebrations. In Pnimius, the explanation is, Ritzalik says, is because, Ritzalik makes an observation, he says that the minig of Klai Yisrael to celebrate yard sites are only from Tzadikim of Tarash Bal Pan on. We don't find such a minig by Tzadikim of Tarash Bukhsav. By Moshe Ben's yard site, Aaron's yard site, we don't find the minig of celebrating the yard site. Adrabba, that's still the old thing of fasting and so on. So the Shulchan Aruch says that Aaron's Yahrzeit is on Rosh Chodesh Av. So even though you don't fast on Rosh Chodesh because it's Aaron's Yahrzeit, you're allowed to fast. So says Rav Tzvi, the answer is as follows. Torah Shebaal Peh is unique. Torah Shebaal Peh, every single Yid has the Makor Chaim. But the only time you can find your Makor Chaim is when you're not under the shade of the Rebbe. So when the tzaddik of Torah Shebaal Peh dies, now you have space to find your own Torah. Not so with Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is Nevuah. Nevuah you can't receive on your own. Nevuah you have to be Makabel direct from the Rebbe. So when the Navi leaves, the Nevuah ends. But by Torah Shebaal Peh, when the Rebbe, you know, moves out of the room, now you have space to find your own voice. But again, it has to be Taras Chacham Makor Chaim. That's the idea that he basically that your house should be completely bottled to the words of the Rebbe like a base vad. It should be just what's a base vad? A base vad is just an empty room. That's what a base vad is. It doesn't have anything. All it is a room for people to gather. It's just empty. Shavai spots my inner bais posh. The house itself, the room itself, is just a simple four walls and a roof. That's it. It's just a room. El shakana makam mekedusha. It becomes holy because of what fills the room, which is the chachamim. Because that's what the chachamim, because the chacham gathered there. Such an empty space that's just for the chachamim to gather. That should be your house. That's where you should live. So that's where you should live. Okay. Fine. Maybe this is a good place to stop. The next piece, he sort of then deepens this idea. And we shall continue tomorrow.